Welcome back to another episode of Pinkies Up. This is your co-host, Jada.
And this is Emma.
And today's topic is taking control.
Ooh, funky spelling, as always.
CTRL. We like to keep it digital here.
Absolutely.
Now, taking control is not just about taking control of your life. It's also taking control of how you respond to things and how things come about in your life. And
Yes.
it leads me to the tea time question of, is there any time in your life that you were a perfectionist?
So I guess I can't tell my entire autobiography right now. But no, I'm just kidding. It's definitely there. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's one of the things I've always been trying to work on is if I have something set in my mind, I want it to be that exactly the way I saw it out, which is, kind of the cause of my overthinking, I would say. But definitely, like all the time, especially with my news station job that I have this summer. So I edit clips, right? And it takes me kind of a while to get stuff done. And I was like, but because when I was being trained for it, I was asking the people who were training me, I was like, how do I do this? Like, should I do this like a specific way? And then honestly, they were like, you know what? Sometimes I just gotta like copy and paste it because we're on a very tight deadline. And so, obviously we want to make good quality content because it's going to be like on live TV in front of everyone. But, also it's like sometimes you got to just get it done with and make sure it looks good because, you got to have it rather than not have it. So it's something I'm definitely trying to like work on, I would definitely say. But of course, yes, I'm a perfectionist. But like when I come to my writing, oh, absolutely. It can take me a long time because it's like at least I can control that. But what about you?
Honestly, key time of me being a perfectionist, I would probably have to be like when I was like in middle school. I was very, very critical. Like I thought I had to look a certain way, be a certain way. If like my curls didn't do what I needed it to do one morning and I just wanted to frizz up and not be like curls popping, you could see each individual curl, I would have a fit because I'm like, this isn't coming together. Or like with my face or skincare, like having a breakout. Me, it was like a no-go. It was like, this cannot be happening to me. Like, my whole day is ruined because of the pimple. And I know that that's pretty shallow now, but now I think I feel like I've gotten just a tad bit better in like giving some leniency, considering like, just time crunching and a lot of things we have to get done. It's more about not being exactly perfect, but it's more about being like the best it can be at that given time.
I like that. I like that. That's a
Yes,
good way to think about
yes.
it.
Now tell me, has there ever been a time in your life where you wish you can control the weather and why?
Like specifically the weather?
Specifically the weather.
Specifically the weather. Okay,
Yeah.
interesting. I like the way this is epi I like the way this episode's starting.
Thank you.
If you
Thank
could control the weather,
Yes.
it depends. I mean, do I like stormy weather? Absolutely not. Like, I do not like any severe weather. I don't think anybody really does. Unless you're a storm chaser and the fact that it is your job. But no, like my perfect temperature. Don't get me wrong. I love all the seasons. I always look forward to all the seasons and like cute outfits and everything. But my ideal weather is anywhere from like, I would say maybe 68 to like 79, like that, like 10 range. Because anytime the weather is in the 70s here in South Dakota, it is just perfect. It is not too warm, it is not too cold, it just feels like summer. So, if I could make all the summer days, now some days, like it's maybe not the best pool weather. No, like pool weather, that's like 90 degree days, and you want to like jump into like an ice cold pool because that feels good. That's 70 degrees. It's not really like pool weather. But
Not
like, oh my
really.
gosh, like driving around with friends in the summer, hiking, going like to like parks. Oh my gosh, yeah. 68 to 79. If I could control that all the time in the summer, and if in the winter time it maybe got to like if negative numbers didn't exist in the winter time and it wasn't like freezing cold, like just to zero, then yes, that would be perfect. Those
That
are
would
kind
be
of my ideal
beautiful.
weather ranges.
You know, that was oddly specific, but very like it was needed. The specificness, it was
You
very
gotta,
much needed.
yes.
As for me, I feel like I see Florida weather, good googly moogly. We don't have seasons. We have hot, hotter, and rain. Okay, so that's basically it. So, honestly, after living in South Dakota, I feel like Christmas isn't Christmas without snow.
Yes,
It's such a
snow.
surreal thing to see Christmas lights on palm trees. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, like where's the pine trees? You know, where is it? Like, palm trees? Are you serious? So,
No, because
definitely.
it's you want to have that perfect Christmas movie. It's always snowing on Christmas morning.
Yes, let me tell you, give me the mistletoe. Come on. But yeah, and another time is probably like during photo shoots when you need just the right amount of lighting, but you don't want to be outside and be too hot and you're like sweating your pants off and it's like this isn't fun anymore. Like it just it's like it's great to be able to take a Photoshop and not sweat your makeup away if that's
The
into your to the thing.
prime golden hour, like prime
Literally,
golden hour.
when the sun hits just right. Because, but let me tell you, there's a weird thing. I feel like in South Dakota, there's a time where it's just gray. You know, like there's like a gray period. I don't know, is that like fall or spring?
There
Or is it
is, but
winter?
there was because
Winter, spring? Is that when it happens?
it kind of does. I feel like it's more in the fall though, although I was living my best main character in a movie moment last fall,
Oh,
listening to Jeremy Zucker as I walked on
yes,
campus in the fall. Let
ma'am.
me paint the scene. Let me paint the scene.
Paint it.
Walking across campus in the fall, where it was a fall day, the leaves were on the ground. I was in my somewhat fuzzy winter coat, not like my actual winter coat, but like, you know, it's like a padded jacket, you know.
Yes.
Walking across campus in a padded jacket with the leaves on the ground, it had just rained. It was one of those rainy fall days, and or it had
Ooh.
rained earlier in the day. It wasn't raining now, but like the ground was still wet. Leaves were on the ground. It was overcast. I had my Jeremy Zucker playlist on my headphones, and it was like kind of cold, but it and like a little breezy, but not like too cold. Movie moment.
Perfect. Oh
I
my
would definitely say it's
gosh,
more in
main
the f
character.
It was the best main character moment. I was, believe it or not, like it was the springtime, and I was like, I'm kind of looking forward to the fall just to experience that again because it was
Yes.
delightful. So
And isn't
that's what I
your
would say.
favorite season the summer, right?
Spring,
Oh,
spring,
shucks.
spring. Well,
Raw S
don't get me
word.
wrong. Not my favorite one. No. But no, definitely no. I like all the seasons, like I said, because like I love fall because you know it's I like fall when it's I do. Don't get me wrong, I do like summer and I do like winter, but that's when the weather is always like you know it's really hot or it's really cold. Where
Right.
it's like in the springtime and the fall, it's like slowly getting warmer or it's like slowly getting colder, but it's not always extremely hot or extremely cold. It's like prime sweatshirt weather, or like, which is that's me in the fall, like prime sweatshirt hoodie weather. But then in like the spring, I might not be wearing shorts yet, but it's like I can wear a short sleeve shirt with like leggings or jeans. And so it's like that perfect mix of hot and cold.
Yes. Also, you guys, if you hear any creaking, I'm laying on my bed. So don't mind me, the little creak, creak. Yep, that's me getting
That's
cozy.
totally cool. Yes, girl. Get
I
comfortable.
have to,
Yes.
because you know what? With pinkies up, we like to be classy, comfortable, and tea ready. Okay.
Ooh, yes,
Okay.
you know it.
Second question. Have you ever wished you could censor someone's reaction?
Of course. Like, wait, what do you mean?
Ooh.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean by censor someone's reaction? Like,
Like
the way
to
you envisioned it, or like, explain this. I need a little background.
Okay, for me personally, I have a little sister and I am very selective to what I surprise her with, okay? Because it's either a hit or a miss. Either she loves it and she's like, "Oh my God, I freaking love it. How could you? I love you. You're amazing." Or she can be like, she hates it. She's like, "What's wrong with you? Do you not know me in front of all these people? How dare you do this to me? Like, are you dumb?" You know?
Oh
And it's
my.
like, you know, and it's like, can you not, like, don't do that right now? And it's like, at the end of the day, that is their reaction. And it's like, you can't control them, but you wish they did because it's like, please don't do this right now. Like, can you like react
Oh,
better?
okay. Like you wish they reacted the way you envisioned them.
Yeah.
All the crushes I've had.
Oh, well, that's one way to do it.
No, I don't know. 'Cause like usually the way I think mean, yeah, that seems mm-hmm. besides like the crush aspect, because that's very big. No, mm-hmm. I definitely think those like friends, right? Like, yeah, it does kind of suck where it's like you're really excited to like see a friend, or like, you know, you're gonna tell them like some big tea or whatever, and mm-hmm. then they like don't react the way you would envision them reacting to it. Like, maybe you expected your friend to be like, oh my god, this is crazy. Maybe if you're giving them like a really nice gift, you expect them to maybe start crying, being like, I love it, it's so good, and then they don't do that,
and it's you're like, oh,
and then and they're maybe like, oh, this is so awesome, thank you, or like, this is really really nice. It's like, well, I'm glad you like it, but like, can we redo this? Like, I feel like like the movie aspect in me is always like, cut, can we like redo this, like hold on, let me rewrap your gift, I'll come back in like 5 minutes, just like, we're gonna redo this, and I want a little more energy, please.
She's like, I need more from you, okay? Whatever that was, it sucked, okay? Yeah. So do better. Jeez, man. She's like, I mean, you need to do better. Like, come on now. That's crazy.
I love that.
Oh, man. I can only imagine. Like, I can really envision that. That's too crazy. All right. Tell me, can you control people? Do you think you can control people?
No. Mm-hmm. Because everyone has their own emotions. Everyone's going to react differently. And mm-hmm. you can't tell people what to do. I mean, okay, like, well, that sounds weird. Because, like, obviously, like, think about it in school. If your school has, like, a set of rules, you're obviously expected to follow those rules. Mm-hmm. But, like, in the real world, well, I'll use that. Like, in the real world, you can't control how other people react or what people are going to say, because they're obviously going to do what they feel like anyway, as long as it fits under the certain guideline of rules. Right. So, like, you really can't control people, because here's the thing. Even if you tell people, like, you know, you have to – and, like, let's say, like, I've read a few, like, dystopian novels where it's, like, in the future and, like, people have, like, very – like, The Handmaid's Tale. Like, I don't know if y'all have read that.
Oh, is that Hulu?
Yes.
Oh,
but
girl.
I've read the book. I haven't watched the show, but I've read the show? Book.
Girl, it almost had me in tears. But, yeah, it's carry on.
But you know what? Okay, the book's great. Highly recommend. Mm-hmm. Side note. So in the dystopian future, like, you can tell people, like, hey, this is the way it is. This is how it should be. But there's always going to be someone who will disagree with the system, or mm-hmm. who will have a different thought. So, no, I don't think you can control people. What about you? What do you think?
I agree with you, but at the same time, just like The Handmaid's Tale, I feel like there are some people out there who can manipulate others to do what they want them to do.
Yes.
And that's just circumstances. And I feel like it's totally possible. Now, should you do this? No, it's terrible and it's wicked. Why would you do that? Why would you force someone to do something they don't want to do? But, however, it's still feasible nonetheless. If you are that type of calculated person, it's definitely possible to get someone to do what you want to do. Like, for example, someone simple-minded, like a child. Mm-hmm. Now, just simple rules. You want them to sit still and don't move, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't move. And they're like, oh, I'm not going to sit here. So they get up, they play around, and they la-di-dee, la-di-do. This time you're like, okay, well, if you move, you don't get your Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're going to stay still like a statue, like, dum-dum, you give me gum-gum. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not moving at all. So definitely I feel like people can control other people's behavior if they manipulate them enough.
I can see it.
You know,
yeah.
Now, manipulation, we do not encourage that. It's terrible. No, you shouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Now, if you could influence and control anything, what would it be? It's anything in the world. Anything.
Ooh, that's so broad. God, that's so broad.
Uh-huh.
Anything. Could influence anything.
Anything, control, influence all you, babes. All you.
Ooh. She got me hitting notes on a range over here.
She said, ooh.
Whoa.
I'm going to call you T-Pain, bro. Anyways.
Dropping the hottest beats of the 2000s.
Literally.
Dang. That's so broad. control and influence anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
You want me to give you a second?
Not like people. It's connected Whoa, to people, but not like
world domination, not like, y'all.
No, not in that aspect. Not in that aspect. But like the way people would treat each other, like people Word. Are so divided today. Like so divided. I'm not trying to get like super deep and political and on this podcast, but like you know, it's true. We learned about this in my social problems class, which was a really good class that I enjoyed taking. At my college, but we talked a lot about political polarization and how because of not just with there's always been division between political parties like right. ever since they started, but now it's become the thing where it's like if you disagree on a certain topic, and again, everyone like people of all races, sexualities, gender should be able to have rights. Like right. I totally believe in that, but some people get so divided. It's like, oh well, if you're like this and you're blah blah blah, you're this that this, and it's like associated with positive and negative connotations,
right?
But it's like can we just be civil and like stop, like it's really something else, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion about certain subjects,
right?
It's just, but like everyone is so divided, and if we can act more united, I think we would be able to get so much more shit done in the world. But we're so focused primarily right now on this division between people, that we're so focused on, oh, what is this side doing versus what the other side's doing, right. And it can be for both sides too, where it's like both can be very like very solid in their opinions and can be really like difficult on each other, you know? And so it's very that mindset where it's like we need to be united on certain subjects, like we need to come together and talk about this, yes. But because we're so focused on what the other side is doing, we're not getting stuff done because that's all we're thinking about. It's like, oh, we're always thinking about how good of a side we are and how bad the other side is. Like,
right.
Because we're so focused on that, we're not actually getting to the point of these problems because we're arguing about that. If we could just be civil, I got really empowered and impassioned right there.
But no, literally.
But if we could just be civil, we would be able to get so much more stuff done in the world. So, like, wow. That's my take on it.
That was such a good answer, and I feel crappy for what I'm about to say right now.
Speak your mind, Jada.
I was just going to say the lottery system. She's talking about world peace and everyone getting along, and I'm just like, hey, where's the bread at? Where's the money? I'm choosing the numbers right now, you know?
So you want to know the answers before they're dropped?
Literally, not even know the answers. I want to create the answers. Like, I'm controlling that.
Oh!
Like, I'll never lose. And if you, like, keep, like, like, literally. Like, I guess that defeats the purpose, but, yeah.
You create the answers, and then you go to, like, your local, like, gas station convenience store, and you're like, hey, can you just, like, roll the tickets ahead? I know, like, there's, like, a whole system, but, like, you know, roll it ahead, like... I have a feeling. Give me the ticket with these numbers.
Just one time, please. One time. That will be my one and only time. I'm like, you know what? Let me just.
I just have a really good feeling.
I really do. You know what? The fortune cookie told me, and I'm gonna go with it. Oh, that's so great. Now, next question. When is the first time you felt like your life was spiraling?
In a good way or a bad way?
Well.
Because when you hear spiraling, I automatically think bad.
Well, that's what I was going for, yeah.
Oh, okay. The first time in my life that I was spiraling. Let's see. Well, I think I talked about it a lot last episode. And I really got into that the last episode, which was doing the most for your self-growth. I really went downhill my second semester of my first year of college. Right. That's when I felt like I was really overwhelmed. And to this point in my life, and to this day, again, I don't like dwelling on the past a whole lot. Right. I don't know why I was so overwhelmed with everything. I mean, again, it was new classes, new job position, but I just was like really spiraling downhill, and I wanted to cry like 24/7 for 2 weeks straight, crying myself to sleep. I don't know what the motivation behind that was, because I've never been like that when I started a new school year. So I was like, why am I so Like, why am I feeling this way? And so, and to this day, I mean, I'm well over it. I'm good. I'm solid in my mental health right now.
Yes, ma'am.
But I look back at that, I'm like, why? I don't know what exactly it was.
I have a theory. Maybe because the changes that you dealt with all at once, you've been like putting it off, like, oh, I'm okay. Back burner. I'm okay. Back burner. I'm okay. Back burner. New place. That's one. New friends. That's two. New roommates. That's three. New teachers. That's four. It piles up until finally you don't know what it is, but it just starts crashing down all on you at once. And you're just, what the hell am I doing right
but
now?
But see, that was crazy though, that you say that, because I wasn't like that at the beginning of the school year. This was after Christmas break.
And I was
excited to see friends though. Like, I wasn't like disappointed, like, oh, I gotta go back. It's second semester. I was like, yes, I'm excited. I haven't seen my friends in a month, you know, like, this is great. And I'm excited, you know, to like start like new classes and, you know, my new job. And so I was like, this is great. But like, I don't, maybe it was that. I don't know. But yeah, that was the one time I felt like my life was spiraling. I mean, after my back surgery, when I was in a chair for 3 months, pretty much, if I wasn't walking, because that was my only form of physical therapy, that was like maybe a small one, but that was more just like, you know, hey, it had to be done. But like, it sucks that I can't like go out and like be with friends this summer. I'm like stuck to a chair. But I was not as low as I was when I got back from school. But again, I got into that all last episode. So
yes. Okay. A point in my life where I was spiraling was also during the school year. It was a lot. Like schoolwork, it was crazy. And then I had a full-time job. Well, not full-time, part-time. But as much as hours as I was getting, I'm like, bro, I'm about to cave in any time now. And plus, like, the changes at home and just, like, schoolwork. And it was, like, so much. And it was, like, due dates after due dates after due dates. And I felt like I couldn't take a breath of air for nothing. Like, there, it was no catching up. It was just, no, there was no, like, getting ahead. It was just making it through, like, pushing through.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt.
And it was just, like, I can't get a breather. Like, this is back to back to back with assignments and tests and quizzes. And it's, like, and I'm like, and I see everyone's doing well. I'm like, okay, that's great. But like, what the hell's going on with you, Jada? Like, why can't you shape up? Why aren't you getting this fast enough? Like, why aren't you like being the person you know you can be? Like, why are you not getting this fast enough? And it was just like, it was so much. And I'm like, I can't do this. Like this, I'm like, I can't do it. I did. And I was like, wanted to cry. And I might be got a little teary eyed. But
school causes spirals, y'all.
Yes, real quick. Like, if you think your life has been straight and narrow, go to college. That'll do it.
Just go to school, period.
Literally, high school, go to school.
Middle school, just go to school.
It doesn't matter. It'll break you at least once. But
more once, come on. But like, no, once. That's how I felt when I was in my like 2-3 week like slump. Was it just felt like, it wasn't like I was, you know, enjoying each day. It literally felt like I was just barely getting by. Like, I was doing the bare minimum to get through. Like, exactly. It didn't feel like it.
And this is like that. And it was crazy because it was like, it's not like this time I procrastinated. This time I'm like, I actually put in the work so it wouldn't be this bad at the end. And why is it feeling this bad after I like invested all this time in the future? Like, and like, just so that I wouldn't have to deal with so much. It was like, what?
Yeah.
Huh? It's crazy. Now, tell me, how much control does a person have to have until it's considered being a control freak?
Ooh, how much control does... So, wait, how much control someone can have before they're considered a control freak?
Yes.
Well, okay, I think I'm going to try to work my way backwards with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a control freak, that's like you need to have everything, like, in order all the time. Has to be this. No. It's like when you can't be flexible is when I feel like you can't, that's when you're a control freak. Right. Because like, for example, if you're like, I have to eat, like, for example, like, let's just say like lunchtime, right? If you're like, I have to eat by like 11:15 every single day. Otherwise I'm going to die. It's like, if it's 11:20, I'm going to die. I need to have my food at 11:15. It's like, okay. But like, keep in mind, other people have lives as well. And other people have schedules and daily routines. If you can't like adapt to that, then you gotta be more relaxed and a little laid back in that context.
For sure.
Because I feel like when you start to control other people, like, this is crazy. So, like, for example, not okay, when Jada and I've recorded episodes in the past, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes events pop up. Like, it can happen, you know, maybe
it does happen.
Maybe, like, time creeps away, or maybe, you know, we got to go do something with our family.
Or maybe you lost your car keys. A cough, cough.
Jada. But see, and so, like, I'm like, hey, Jada's got to go find her car keys. You know what I mean? Like, that's more important. Like, not going to say, like, we love y'all who listen to this, but it's like,
yes,
Jada's car keys are a little more important than recording a podcast episode.
Just a tiny bit.
But, like, you know, if I was like, Jada, we have to record this podcast episode, like, literally, we're going to die. Like, it's going to, like, we have to get this done, and I'm not going to deal with it any other way. Because then it's like, if I was controlling of you, you'd probably be like, no, because your anxiety would spike.
No, and then it'd exactly.
be like, your anxiety would spike, but you'd be like, why is this such a big deal? Like, you know, because other people have different reactions to situations. So I feel exactly. like if you can't be flexible and realize that other people have different lives, different schedules, different routines, then I think you're kind of becoming a control freak in that aspect. Yes. And not respecting other people's choices and opinions and situations that might pop up.
Yes. Honestly, I feel like that was a great explanation, because I was feeling like if your, like, controlling behavior affects others, I feel like that's when it becomes more apparent that you're being a control freak. Because mm-hmm. most time, people who are, like, very particular about certain things, people will say, oh, it's OCD, even though it might be totally the wrong terminology. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, they have to have two forks to the left, cups, mm-hmm. like, maybe 90 degrees, you know, shirt has to be uncreased, you know, AC has to be at exactly 72 degrees. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like that. But once it starts affecting people, and let's say a person is walking behind you, and they accidentally step on your shoe, and you freak out, and you spaz, and you're yeah. like, hey, you're supposed to be 6 feet away. Why did you step on my shoes? How dare you? Like, you know, and it becomes a big issue. I think that's when you're a control freak, and that's when you really need to step back and be like, hey, are they the problem, or am I being part of the problem?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Definitely. Agreed.
Now, next question. How do you deal with being out of control?
How do I deal with being out of control?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was going through my little thing, a little stint, I do try to ask for help for friends. I didn't really ask my family, but, like, I did tell friends that I was going through it, you know, like, I was like, mm-hmm. guys, I'm just not mentally myself right now, I'm just really drained. But I did tell people about that, just because, you know, especially my friends who I saw, like, a lot, I was just mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm just letting you know this, like, I'm just not in a good spot right now. But, like, That definitely took a little work, because I'm very much used to, like, retreating.
Being and very private about your thing. Feelings.
Like, retreat. And so, like, if I'm really going through it, I just want to be by myself, and I just want to, like, cry in my bed. This episode's making me sound like I cry all the time. I definitely do not. But, like, I just want to, like, be by myself and cry, or I just want to, like, lose myself in a book, or I want to, like, write how I'm feeling, like, on my computer. Or, you know, I just want to, like, listen to music, my sad playlist specific, but, you know, I just want to, like, do things for me,
right,
by myself. But, you know, I have been improving on asking people for help, and mm-hmm. I try to distract myself a whole lot too, but sometimes that doesn't help. I try to distract myself. And, like, I always am like, yes, I'm going to distract myself. We're going to try to forget about it, but it'll always come up in the back of my head. It's like, I've seen a meme online where it's like, you know, stressing out about anxious that I have work to do, but, like, you know, like, trying to relieve yourself of that anxiety.
Yes, but you can, like, never fully enjoy it, because you're trying to relieve anxious. Yourself of
anxiety, but you're, like, also anxious that you got to get work done, you know?
Yes, it's the worst feeling mm-hmm. ever. It's like
trying it's like trying to sleep to avoid work, but you can't fall asleep because you know you have work.
Oh, man, doesn't it hate when your eyes just, like, snap open? It's like, oh, shoot, it's due in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the worst feeling. For me, yes. I realized, like, I like to, like, when I'm, like, emotional-wise and I'm feeling like I'm out of control, I'm about to lose my shit, I am too close, like, 2 steps from, like, a mental breakdown. I like to write down my feelings, how I'm feeling, like, validate. I'm like, hey, I feel terrible. I suck. What's my problem? And then I like to get a lighter and I burn it. Now, I know you can't do this in a dorm. So, in that case, rip it up, shred it to pieces, use a pen and just put the paper underwater so you don't even see the words anymore and throw it away. Like, wash as you wash the ink off the paper, wash your feelings away. Like, let it go. Let it go right down the drain.
That's so
And,
pretty. I love
you know,
that.
no, seriously, like, it's actually really therapeutic if you can't get any lighter in your hands. But yeah, it's for my candles collection. Don't mind me, you guys. And
I love that. That's like really nice.
yeah, that or like going on a walk. Just step away from your work for a little bit. If that's what's causing you the distress, take a step away. Go out, take a little walk, go walk to your, like, if you're at campus, walk to your cafeteria and walk back. If you're at the library or something, like, just,
Self-care.
you know, just step away and take a breather and you'll be okay.
Do some self-care, yes. And
Self-care.
there's two really good sayings that I've found because of this. Well, my aunt has a saying at our house, like a little like sign, you know, at our house, and I really do like it. It says, write your sorrows in sand and your blessings in stone, which I really like that because it's true. Like you should, because that's what made me think. You're like, wash your feelings like down the drain, and I was like, oh, that's a really like pretty like analogy for that. And
Yes.
then the other one was when I was going through it, I mentioned this in the doing the most for self-growth, but my friend, codenamed Just Dance, when I was going through it, she brought me like a little bag full of like snacks and like treats and like waters and stuff. And but she had covered the bag that she brought it over in with like all these like little sticky notes with like inspirational like quotes and like, you know, like, oh, like we're here for you, like you got this. But like one of them was like, sometimes you're like a taco, even though they fall apart, like we still love them. And I was like, I love
Oh,
that. It was
that's so
cute.
cute. That was like, oh, that's so sweet. I like that. I'm gonna keep that in my mind. I'm like internalizing that and filing that. And I'm like, okay, good. We got
Yes.
it. Now tell
Yes.
me, what is the difference between being controlling and having expectations?
This is a good question. I like this. Controlling and having it. Wait, what'd you say? Having ex ha wait,
Expectations.
expe so expectations versus being controlling.
I like how you just like summarize it. Okay, look.
I get it, because I know it sounds like I'm reading all your questions and stuff, but it's like, okay, this is like I've said them. It helps me like
Process.
process the thoughts. There's something. It's a poem that Courtney Pepperell has in one of her books. It's very, very long though. So, and I'm gonna kind of sum it up verbatim. I'm gonna do a synopsis of a poem, pretty much. And because I definitely agree with how it's written, and it definitely pertains to this situation, but being controlling and having expectations. I think controlling means that like you're like, it has to be this way. Otherwise, I'm gonna freak out and like I'm gonna feel like my life is going off the rails on the crazy train. Woo woo, not exactly. But having expectations, according to Courtney Pepperell, summarization of the poem. But it was like everyone has expectations in life, and when they don't go a specific way, we can be really disappointed in it. Like we can be angry, we can be sad, again, disappointed in how if it didn't turn out the way we wanted to. But we have to realize that like it's okay to have those feelings, and those feelings are valid, but you can't let those expectations of the way you wanted them to turn out, if they don't go the way you wanted them to, that like you have to realize that like you have to move on and let it go. Because I think the last line of the poem is like, you know, it's okay to have those expectations and to feel those valid feelings, as long as once you've had your moment to grieve, you move on with your life.
Yes, that was solid. Honestly, wow. That was sheesh. That was a good, that was good. That was really good. She like literally just dropped some knowledge on us, you guys. She
I
dropped
love Courtney
knowledge.
Pepperell. I love Courtney Pepperell. She's a
What
great poet.
does she write? Is she a poet?
Yes, she writes the Pillow Thoughts
I thought
series.
so. See, I thought that was, I thought so. I'm like, okay, this sounds like it's that woman, that one.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. For me, I thought, oh, sheesh, the way you said it, huh?
I was quoting a poet. Those are not my own words. Those are hers, just summarized.
Yes, you know, that was great, though. Very, very good. I feel like expectations, I feel like there's a thin line between them, because like I feel like expectations can lead to controlling behavior because you want your expectations to be met.
Yep.
Sometimes like with expectations you just let it go and grieve about it not going well, whereas I feel like controlling behavior is like, no, I refuse for you not to go well. Like you are not going any way but the right way with me. Like that's it. There's no if. No, you are how you are.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, you guys, if you feel like that, it's not good. It's not healthy at all. And so it leads me to the next question of, how do you release that anxiety of not being in control?
Not being in control. I think in those situations, because I do get anxious in situations. I mean, everyone does. You know what I mean? I don't have, like, classified anxiety. Like, I don't have, like, a proper medical diagnosis for anxiety.
Right.
But I definitely do get anxious quite a bit, you know, in certain situations. So I kind of have to like talk it through myself. If I'm like driving somewhere, like if I was like driving myself to, like when I drove myself to my new job this summer, I usually listen to music in the car. It's like a 5-minute drive from my house, really. It's not very far. But I'm like, I had to drive without music, and I had to kind of like give myself a little pep talk and be like, hey, it's going to go great. Whatever happens today happens. It's the first day. You're going to be learning new things. It's a new job. Don't expect it to be like you're going to learn everything and pick stuff up right away. Like, right. don't worry about it. Like, so just kind of giving myself a little pep talk about it. Listening to music, though, does help. Like, you know, if I'm anxious about a test, you know, I'll get up early, do my little morning routine, and then like listen to like, you know, my hype up playlist. I have a hype playlist on my phone. So if I'm like anxious about like a test, it's what I'll listen to. But it's also the playlist I listen to too when it's like I'm really feeling my outfit. I'm like, damn, she looks good today. Like,
yes,
so
it's giving.
So it's definitely that mix. It's just, you know, like listening to music that makes me feel good, or giving myself a pep talk, or, you know, classic standby if I'm anxious about something, you know, just tell my friends about what's going on.
Yes. Honestly, to release my anxiety of like being out of control, I have to breathe in exercises. I do have to be like, okay, I have to like sit down in a car and be like, okay, Jada, everything's okay. Take a deep breath in, breathe the deep breath out. All right, you are here right now. You are in a safe place. Things have not gone bad yet. And it won't until you make it a problem. So let's not make it a problem, okay? So let's talk about all the good things that can come out of this. Let's talk about all the positivity things. Let's talk about who do you think we can go to if we need help. Because I feel like just having a plan A, B, C, D, even though you can't have a plan for everything, it's nice to have at least just a backup plan to someone you can go to who you feel like you can confide in. And like, you know, talk about your worries, you know, and just like really just bare your heart and soul and be like, okay, I'm worried, and let them be able to like reassure you.
Yes, I love
that. Yes. Now, next, what are your triggers to a controlling behavior? Or should I be this general or personal? Okay, what do you think can trigger someone to be into a controlling behavior?
Like, what makes someone be controlling?
Because I feel like some people aren't just born like that, you know? Like, something has to trigger it. Like, you know, sometimes it's relationship, sometimes it's people.
I think if something's very controlling, like, I had a friend growing up, and we were really good friends. We were really close friends. We've since grown apart. But it kind of was for the better. I'm not going to lie. So,
okay.
but so we were really close friends and everything. Like, really, we were young, though, too. And so we were always really good. And, like, there was never anything between us. But her parents ended up getting divorced at a young age. And then that's when I noticed that she kind of became controlling a little bit.
Oh, dear.
And I feel like it was like, you know, like we always had to do this or we always had to do that, or, you know, we'd always have to talk about this or we'd always have to talk about that. And like nothing else. And again, no, like no hate towards, I've grown apart actually with two people because of this, two or three people because of this reason. And it's nothing against them, but, you know, sometimes it's like when certain things happen to them that they can't control. For example, we were young, their parents got divorced. And so, you know, because they couldn't control that situation happening, they're like, well, maybe if I can control how I am with my friends, or if I can kind of control the way my friends act and feel around me, then maybe that can bring me some sort of stability in my life, knowing that, like, okay, I couldn't control what happened with my parents, but I can control how I act with, like, my friends. Or maybe my friends, you know, will have sympathy towards me for that reason.
Right, right. That's
so, again, again, no hate to any of these people who I've grown apart with. You know, that shit happens. Like, friends grow apart. Like, that's indeed very,
they do.
That's a totally, it's natural thing.
It's natural, very,
but
natural.
It definitely, it definitely can happen because of those reasons. I feel like when things are out of people's reach and they can't do anything about it, then that's when they become a little bit controlling, because it's like, okay, that didn't work out in my favor, but I'm going to try to control how other people feel about, like I'm going to try to control others the best I can, because at least, you know, if I can control how others reacted around, about how, you know what I'm trying to say?
I definitely do. I'm right here.
I'm not phrasing this right, but, like, you know, if others, you know, if I can't control the way other people feel around me, well, maybe the people who I actually care about can maybe sort of, like, feel the same way. I don't know.
Right. I get you. I'm right here.
I feel like I poorly explained that, but yeah.
No, your analogy in the story, it makes sense. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like, just to add on, it's definitely life events that definitely trigger, I feel like controlling behavior. Like, it can't even, it can, like, for you, in your example, it was more about her trying to control you in the conversation, what you guys would talk about, how you guys would play, all that. I bet that was terrible. I had a friend like that, and it was like, oh, I don't like playing with you, you know? Like, but, like, it can also be controlling towards yourself, whether you're, like, controlling your emotions. Like, you're like, I will not cry at all, because sometimes some people want to avoid. I feel like controlling behavior is really to avoid certain outcomes, whether it's, like, a physical, external, whether you're, like,
Hey,
I don't want to, like, meet up with this person, or I don't want germs on me, or maybe I don't want this to go south. That's just how you feel. And it can also be internally, where you can be like, hey, one time I cried, and my, let's say, someone's mother got mad at them. Let's say it's a boy. And their mother told them, boys don't cry. Okay, boys shouldn't cry. You are a young man. You don't do that. And then later on, they're like, controlling of their emotion. They're like, I don't cry, I don't laugh too much, because that's not too masculine, you know? And it's just like, and it's like, why are you being so controlling of yourself? And it's like, it's because of life events and, you know, the things that transpired in their lives. And it really, I feel like, shapes a person, whether if they want to, like, if it really bothers them and scars them that much, they'd be like, I will never be out of control again, you know? It's crazy. Yeah. And how do you think you can get rid of those, like, triggers? What do you think people need to do to, like, move past that?
Like, to, like,
controlling what? Behavior.
Like how do they get past that?
Yeah. How do you think people can begin, like, letting go of controlling behavior?
Well, I think I've kind of noticed this throughout this episode so far, is it's very much mindset-based. And I mean, I'm always like, you know, hey, try to keep this positive mindset as much as you possibly can, because, like, your mind really does feed off of that, you know, and your body, I feel, also kind of works in synchronously with it. But I feel like if you feel like, you know, hey, I might be a little bit controlling, is to kind of, like, take a step back and really think it through. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, like, would this affect, like, if I told a friend, like, hey, we got to do this, blah, blah, blah. How would this affect them? Like, do you think they would react to this in the best way possible? But like, taking a step back and really evaluating and thinking about yourself in that aspect, where it's like, hey, I can't control this person, but I can control my mindset and how I deal with this situation. So if I tell my friend this and they're not like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good, valid situation where this would work. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling my friend I'm trying out for a school play, right?
Right.
And if my friend's like, oh, why would you do that? Like, you know, maybe instead of being like, you know, oh, why are they, you know, like, why do they have this, like, kind of, like, hesitant reaction to that, like, almost of disgust, mm-hmm. be like, well, I'd be more like, you know, okay, don't be, like, don't lash out at them and be like, well, do you not think I'm, like, good enough to act or something?
Right.
Or be more like, you know, well, like, yeah, it's something I've, like, I want to, you know, I want to try to grow myself, and you know, I just thought it'd be something fun. It's something I've never like tried before, instead of being like, oh, you're a bitch, you know, like like I right. like, oh, you think I can't act, like, you know, like,
she's like, is that what you're trying to say, yo?
What are you trying to say? But that's what I mean is by that, it's like kind of like reeling it in. And if your friend didn't take it the way they wanted to and they're still like, whatever, well, first of all, drop your friend, because a real friend would support you no matter what.
That's right.
But realizing like, okay, just because they said that doesn't mean that one person was like, because you shouldn't do it, I should not do it. Because if you generally feel like you should, if you wanted to try out for a school play, then you should feel like you should just go for it and just do it. So, and be like, you know what? Even though they were kind of disgusted by the fact that I wanted to try out for the school play, I'm still going to do it anyway because I just want to. And I think I might land a part.
Yes, absolutely. We love that. We love that. And as for me, I feel like I mean, I used to be a somewhat controlling person, just a tad, but not towards others, just my own personal life. And I realized what helped me is writing down certain things I know I have no control of at all.
Mm-hmm.
And like slowly, like trying to tie in those things with things that go on with my own life. So for example, time passing. If I thought I can get something done in a matter of 3 hours, and I said it's going to be 3 hours, and I don't care if I don't finish it, we're going to the next test in 3 hours. I remind myself that, hey, time will still pass, and we still have 8 more hours to finish something. We'll be fine. Keep going. And just literally just take it like day by day. And when things don't go the way you want, don't freak out. Just stop. Evaluate. Take a breather. And be like, okay, we can still do this. And you continue on. Because I know trying to control either yourself, your life, your relationship, people, it doesn't work out. It never will. Because, I mean, you can't control everything. You can't control a human being. You can manipulate, of course. That's not healthy, like we mentioned earlier. But you can still, like, you can only control how you process things and how you view things. So, on that note, my final question is for you is, what are the things we can actually, like, control in life?
Things we can actually control in life. I think the things we can actually control in life, well, one, are ourselves.
Yes.
And really, that's the only thing I can really think about is, like, ourselves and our emotions and how we react to it. Like, obviously, taking responsibility and realizing our mistakes and owning up to that.
Yes.
And how we react in certain emotions. Like, we can control that. Like, that's because that's who we are as a person. And whether you want to change for better, hopefully for the better and not for the worse, but that's really the only thing we can control. We can't control the weather or if our food comes out faster than it usually would take, you know, or slower if it's, you know, long restaurant line, or I don't know, like the traffic, like how long traffic's taking, or, you know, how long it takes your professor to grade an assignment. You can't control that, but you can control how you react in those certain situations. And that really all determines your outcome. So really, I think that's kind of like the only thing you can control.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better. And I agree, because I feel like I was thinking about, like, okay, what can you control? I'm like, can you do physical? Can you control your physical in the same time? You can't. Because at the end of the day, like, hey, if you're not mobile enough to do the things you want to do, it really comes down to your mindset. Because your mind is a powerful thing. And
it literally.
And it can take you places. It can change your outlook. You can see if the glass is half full or half empty.
Or you just grab the cup and drink. you know,
drink it, just enjoy it all together. Forget what the cup is, just enjoy the contents of it, you know. And I feel, yes, teacup, hello, pinkies up, we do that here, we Ayo. Enjoy it all. And I just feel like you're totally right. It's the only thing you can control is yourself, how you react and how you think and how you process information. And if you ever feel like you want to control anything, the only thing you really can control is yourself. And I feel like as long as you keep an open mind, mm-hmm. positive mindset, and just like really just analyze things and just hope for the best and work towards the best, you'll be just fine.
Golden.
And on that note, that was my last question, my dear.
This was so fun. I loved this. So great.
I hope you guys, the listeners, enjoyed this. And I hope you guys were able to reflect on yourselves and, you know, dig deep and think about your own behavior. Like, have you been somewhat controlling? Have you been expecting too much of others?
You've been expecting too much of yourself.
Yes, ma'am, of yourself. And just extend some grace to others and yourself. And just let loose of the reins a little bit. And I, you know, just...
Yes, be more laid back. Life is so much better when you're not laid back. I know Jada's always said it before, and she said it in past episodes too, where it's like, I'm very structured and I have a yes. routine. And a lot of people, you know, it is good. I do like having a routine and I like being scheduled. And I know that makes me, in past episodes makes me seem like I'm very like tightly wound. But like some of the best memories I've had with friends are like when we've been laid back and it's like, what do you want to do? And it's like, I don't know, let's just see where the day takes us. And I've mm-hmm. had some of like my best memories like that when I haven't been like, okay, we have to do this, we have to do that. Mm-hmm. But when we just kind of just been like laid back and chill and like very like carefree. I think that like life is so much better when you're laid back because you're not tightly wound. And I feel like being controlling leads to stress, and stress is not good for the heart. Or the face. Heart, the face, and the mind. Your overall health. Stress is not good for that. Life is so much better when you're laid back.
Absolutely. And the thing is, when you're laid back, that means you can enjoy life just a little bit better. You're not nitpicking everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I hope you guys took a lot from this and, you know, like really process it and decided to just be a little kinder to yourself and don't try to be a perfectionist, because the only thing perfect is the memories. And even if you don't like it, once it passes, it's not coming back. So appreciate it while it's here.
Exactly. With that being said, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you share it and subscribe for new content every single Sunday here on Pinkies Up.
And until next time, keep those pinkies up.
Bye.
Bye.